very important agreement. This brings us one step closer to Hissin Habre's trial, and it's an important step in the long campaign his victims have been waging to bring him to justice.
And this comes at least a month or so after Belgium has asked the International Criminal Court of Justice to order Senegal to extradite Habre. Is this agreement intended so that Senegal does not have to extradite Mr. Habre?
Well, the new government of Senegal, of Macky Sall, has been committed to bringing Habre to justice, even before the ruling by the International Court of Justice, which said that Senegal had to prosecute Habre without further delay or extradite him. So this responds to that decision, but it also reflects, I believe, a new found willingness on the part of the Senegalese government to live up to its international obligations and to bring Habre to justice.
So this tribunal that they are talking about, this special tribunal, I mean, do you have any idea how it's going to work?
Yes, this will be a special court within the Senegalese justice system. It will have judges from Senegal, but also African judges appointed by the African Union presiding over the trial and over any appeal. The agreement calls for what are known as extraordinary African chambers within the existing Senegalese court structure, with sections to handle investigations, trials, and appeals. And the trial court and appeals court will each consist of two Senegalese judges and the president from another African country.
Now, as you said, you have been working with victims of Hissin Habre. Do you think they are going to be pleased with this particular agreement between the African Union and Senegal? Because some time ago, I spoke with a former prisoner of former President Hissin Habre, and he said that he felt there can be no reconciliation in Chad until Habre is put on trial.
There's a lot of skepticism on the part of the victims. As you know, Senegal has really toyed with the victims' hopes for so many years. Bishop Desmond Tutu referred to it as a political and legal soap opera to which the victims have been subject. And so there's a lot of mistrust of Senegal. And it's going to be important for the government to move quickly and expediently to show that this time it means it. But we have been meeting with the Senegalese authorities since the election of President Macky Sall. The Minister of Justice, Aminata Touré, has been very clear in her desire to bring the case forward, and she's even said that although they expect international funding, Senegal will not delay the start of proceedings until full funding has been obtained, that they intend to move forward quickly.
If I hear you there, Mr. Brody, I feel that you are saying that perhaps you are happy about this development, and also the former victims of Hissin Habre may be happy about this development.
Well, it seems after I've been working on this case myself for 13 years. I work very closely with Habre's victims. Habre is accused of systematic torture, of thousands of political killings, waves of ethnic cleansing. And his victims, I think we are beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps.